Thank you, Dr. Marshall, and thank y'all for being here today. Said my name is Zachary Hill, and I'm a graduate assistant at the University of Arkansas, Fayetteville. I'm here today to inform you about Flurridone and its use for residual Palmer amaranth control on ditch banks and turn roads in Arkansas. Herbicide resistance evolution has increased over the past 20 years, with 13 weeds being confirmed resistant to glyphosate, confirmed resistance in the U.S., and six of those weeds be confirmed in Arkansas resistant to glyphosate. And those six weeds are horseweed, common and giant ragweed, Palmer amaranth, Italian ryegrass, and Johnson grass. Palmer amaranth is a major weed among those six due to its major weed of those six in all agronomic Arkansas crops. Palmer amaranth was first reported resistant to glyphosate in 2005 in Mississippi County, Arkansas, but it was confirmed resistant to glyphosate in 2006 in Arkansas. And since then, it has infested approximately 2.5 million acres of cotton and soybean in Arkansas, as reported by Norsworthy in a non-published survey. Over the past 20 years, Palmer amaranth has been confirmed resistant to two mechanisms of action in Arkansas. First being acetolactase synthase inhibitors in 1994, and as I said, previous slide, and as I said above, reported confirmed resistant to glyphosate in 2006. Palmer amaranth is a dioecious summer annual, which means that there are separate male and female plants, and you can identify a female Palmer amaranth plant by its inflorescence. It's usually a half meter or more in length, and it has sharp bracts along the seed head. Studies conducted by Keeley and others in 1987 show that Palmer amaranth is a prolific seed producer, has ability to produce anywhere from 200,000 to 600,000 seeds per female plant, and is especially a highly efficient growth as a C4 plant, and estimated to reach heights of 2 meters or more, as reported by Ellerringer in 1983 and Norsworthy and others in 2008. The picture on the right shows a female Palmer amaranth plant that was presented in a Arkansas research conference a few years ago, and is estimated to produce 1.8 million seed. And this female plant grew under ideal conditions, no competition around it, adequate amount of rainfall, and no herbicide interference by producer. Palmer amaranth seeds are easily dispersible by multiple environmental factors such as wind, water, machinery, and especially cotton gin trash. If the field is highly infested with Palmer amaranth, picker goes through there, there's a significant amount of Palmer amaranth seed left over in the cotton gin trash after ginning, and that was reported by Norsworthy and others in 2009. As a weed, it rapidly colonizes agronomic crop fields, and due to its C4 growth abilities, it can easily outgrow the most crops grown in Arkansas. Study conducted by Rowland and others in 1999 showed that Palmer amaranth can reduce cotton yields up to 92% at 0.9 plants per meter squared. But controlling glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth in fields on turn rows and ditch banks is as equally important as controlling in fields. You can see on the picture on the right of a Liberty Link cotton of a field that has Liberty Link varieties in it. Planted Liberty Link varieties, no Palmer amaranth or any weeds at that is seen visible in this picture in the cotton field. Most likely, soil residual herbicides have been added into the Liberty Link herbicide program. But what's important is that the producer failed to control the Palmer amaranth in the ditch bank on the bottom right corner. This is a problem due to it. Palmer amaranth's high seed producing ability, which will reinfest the soil seed bank, or add to this back to the soil seed bank and reinfest the cotton field throughout the season. and in later year in the following years, which is why a soil residual herbicide is needed to provide season-long control, not only in the field but in ditch banks and turn rows. The herbicide Fluridone was synthesized in the mid-1970s. Although it was never marketed for crop use, studies conducted by Walter and Taylor show that it has very effective. Cotton is very tolerant to Fluridone. Since 1985, Fluridone has been utilized as a aquatic herbicide in waterways, and ditch banks is included in that. And studies conducted by Banks and others in 1979 show that Fluridone is very highly persistent in soils, depending on the pH, organic matter content, and clay content of the soil. In the study conducted by Banks and others, on a fine sandy loam soil, 25% of Fluridone remained after 385 days after application. Some of the symptoms for Fluridone are chlorosis, as seen in the picture on the right of morning glory and grasses. Other symptoms are necrosis, growth retardation, and eventual plant death. Hypothesis for this experiment is the residual activity of Fluridone is sufficient to control Palmer amaranth on turn rows and ditch banks, and my objective is to evaluate pre-emergent supplied herbicides for Palmer amaranth control on ditch banks. The experiment was located in Kaiser, Arkansas, and it was put out along a significantly large ditch bank. Set up in a randomized complete block design with four replications. And the picture on the right is a picture of one of my plots. You can see it has a 10-foot spray swath, half the spray swath being along the ditch bank and half of it being on the turn row. And each plot was 25 feet long with a 5-foot alley. Palmer amaranth control and percent grass ground cover data was collected. And all treatments were applied at 15 gallons per acre with a CO2 propelled backpack sprayer. Collected data was analyzed using analysis of variance to determine treatment effect, and means were separated using Fisher's protected LSD at alpha equals 0.05. In this table, I've listed the herbicide treatments for this experiment. We have two rates of Fluridone from 1.0 and 2.0 pounds AI per acre. Six rates of diuron from 2.0 to 12.0 pounds AI per acre, aminopyrrolate at 0.44 pounds AI per acre, and dazaflam at 0.41 pounds AI per acre, and safflufenacil at 0.134 pounds AI per acre, in which all treatments were applied pre. I also like to point out that all treatments in this experiment were put out at their labeled rates for ditch banks. From here on, I will discuss the results of this experiment, beginning with the rainfall data for Kaiser in 2012. First, I'd like to set up this graph. On the y-axis, I have the rainfall, total rainfall in inches from 0 to 2 inches. And on the x-axis, I have the weeks from consecutive weeks from March, end of March to the end of May 2012. The pre's in this, the treatments in this experiment were applied in the end of March, March 28th. And as you can see, sufficient rainfall wasn't received until the third week of April, which you probably know that over 2 weeks without rainfall, pre-emergence herbicides will not have adequate activity. All Palmer amaranth control graphs are set up in the same format with percent control on the y-axis from 0 to 100%. Herbicide treatments on the x-axis with their rates in parentheses. And connecting letters report on top of the bars. This graph shows Palmer amaranth control at 9 weeks after treatments were applied. As you can see, there was a rate response between the two rates of Fluridone. But they were, both rates of Fluridone were comparable to the higher rates of diuron. The only significant differences in this at this rating time was between the lowest rate of was with the lowest rate of diuron and aminopyrrolid compared to the two highest rates of diuron of 10 and 12.0 pounds per acre. Just like the Palmer Amaranth control graphs, the percent grass ground cover graphs are set up in the same format, with percent grass ground cover on the y-axis from 0 to 100%, and the herbicide treatments on the x-axis with the rates in parentheses. There are the lowest rate of fluoridone and the last three treatments of aminopyrrolid, indazafam, and safafenacil are significantly different from each other, but they allow for higher than 40% grass ground cover, which is very important on ditch banks and turn rows to prevent erosion and to prevent further germination of Palmer Amaranth and seed production. The remaining treatments at 9 weeks after treatment, the treatments were applied, had less than or equal to 20% grass ground cover. These two pictures show the ditch bank the untreated check and fluoridone at 2.0 pounds AI per acre at 12 weeks after treatments were applied. Untreated check is on the left, and as you can see, there is an adequate amount of natural population of Palmer Amaranth in the untreated check. And compared to fluoridone, the highest rate of fluoridone, little to no Palmer Amaranth is visible in this plot, but some grass ground cover is remained to prevent the erosion that I spoke of earlier. By 18 weeks after treatments, no herbicide provided greater than 80% control of Palmer Amaranth. The lowest rate of fluoridone decreased significantly, more significantly than the highest rate, and the highest rate is comparable to all treatments except for the lowest rate of fluoridone and the lowest rate of diuron, which is 2.0 pounds AI per acre. By 18 weeks after treatment for grass ground cover, the treatments aminopyrrolids, indazafam, and safafenacil remain greater than 40% percent grass ground cover, while the remaining treatments, including the lowest rate of fluoridone, had less than 25% grass ground cover. Again, another comparison of the untreated check and the same fluoridone treatment as before, except for not 18 weeks after treatment. Untreated check has even more growth of all, just any weed that was present on that ditch bank. But fluoridone still had some control over weeds, prevented growth throughout the year. In summary, no rainfall was received until 2 weeks after the treatments were applied. And at 9 weeks after treatments were applied, both rates of fluoridone had greater than 90% control and were comparable to all other treatments. And for grass ground cover, at 9 weeks, the high rate of fluoridone and the sixth rate of diuron allow for less than or equal to 20%, while fluoridone at 1.0 pounds AI per acre, aminopyrrolid, indazafam, and safafenacil allow for greater than or equal to 40% of grass ground cover. By 18 weeks, no herbicide provided effective season-long control, most likely due to the lack of rainfall received. Significant differences were seen between the two fluoridone rates, the highest rate being comparable to all rates except for the lowest rate of diuron and the lowest rate of fluoridone. By 18 weeks, both rates of fluoridone and the six rates of diuron allow for less than 30% grass ground cover, while the last three remaining treatments of metoprolol and diazepam and cefafenacil allow for still allow for greater than 40%. In which case, I reject the hypothesis for this experiment. And in future research, we need to determine the amount of rainfall needed to successfully activate the herbicide fluridone to ensure season-long control of Palmer amaranth, not only in cotton fields, but on ditch banks and turn roads. Thank you for being here, and I'll now accept any questions.
Questions for our speaker?